Our scripture reading this morning is Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 to 21. Matthew 12, 1 to 21. This is on page 1037 if you're using the Pew Bible. Now, oftentimes in the Gospels, the Gospel writers will highlight a sort of tussle, between Jesus and the Pharisees. And they tended to, of course, always be trying to trip him up, catch him doing something wrong, and even arrange things to such that they would trip him up. But Matthew here is highlighting something of importance to show that Jesus would never be tripped up, of course, and would never do anything wrong. In fact, they were the ones who were wrong, and in particular about this issue of the Sabbath. They thought that he was not doing things as they ought to be done on the Sabbath. And yet they were the ones who were not keeping it all. They thought he was breaking the Sabbath. And Jesus is correcting their view. He's not doing away with the Sabbath. He's not doing away and abolishing the fourth commandment. He's upholding it. He's freeing it from all their trappings, their falsehoods, and he's certainly going to fulfill it. Far from removing it, it's still in play. We still have a Sabbath day. The New Testament calls it the Lord's Day, as Christ was raised on the first day. And so we still have a Sabbath. It's the Lord's Day. And so Jesus, this is not Jesus doing away with the command. He's freeing it and setting in its right order and place and what it was intended to be. And this is proven, of course, as he would heal a man, and as he quotes Isaiah and who he is supposed to be and what he had come to do. They had missed the point of him being the Son of Man, the Messiah, and all the rest that he came to give sinners. And so this is going to highlight what we often refer to as works of necessity and mercy being appropriate for the day, and Jesus is going to correct some of those things in their mind. But they're missing the big point of who Jesus is and what he's doing as the Lord of the Sabbath, as the fulfillment of all that. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant word. Let's give our attention to it. Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 to 21. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." He went on from there and entered their synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand, and they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" So that they might accuse him. He said to them, "Which one of you who has a sheep, if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And the man stretched it out, and it was restored, healthy like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him, how to destroy him. Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there, and many followed him, and he healed them all and ordered them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, "Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved with whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel or cry aloud, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory. And in his name the Gentiles will hope." Well, thus far, the reading of God's holy, inerrant, infallible, life-giving word. May he add his blessings to it.